Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Uthabo mogotsi uthi sikwenza mkhulu baba yebo mkhulu futhi akekho ofana naye ungunkulunkulu ophakebe ungunkulunkulu ongcwele ungunkulunkulu onamandla isikhathi ke sithi 16 after 4 o'clock sizongena manje kwi discussion yethu yosuku kanye nabakwa Mosetle hey bazalwane i old age iyanokha la kimina ngibiza igama eli wrong angazi kangaki osepiso ku final bitso de lincha today
amen
ku final bitso de lincha today utlwe
amen
kenza ke re refill refillwe ha o batsong ke lenka ka ile bitso la refillwe bara dimelang le kai
as bahle
letsa me ile handle beke fitileng
ka mo ha
Amen re tsamaile handle mme.
Okay. Re a leboha. So sibuyile namhlanje ngithi sizokhuluma ngalento enhle le okumshado but ngesikhathi nginokuthi ngibe bhlungu enhlizweni because abantu banokuyimosha indaba yomshado and umshado udalwe ngunkulunkulu bazalwane so yonke into odalwe ngunkulunkulu yinhle kakhulu but because abantu bangena emshadweni ngama intentions are wrong abantu bangena emshadweni ngama motives are wrong so yilapho ke inkinga iqala khona and kakhulukazi kule ikhadi zamanje Muruti khona le this thing ne eleng hore people bayetsa ne ba sheba hore o naleng
yeah
ke ntate wa lebella gore mme o naleng ke mme wa lebella gore ntate o naleng so house na dilotse a di batlang tse leng hore if gwa divorceiwa ha ilo benefita next akasunyale
yeah
ne but ha bona gore o tlo benefita something o tla pretenda go kena mo lenyalong knowing hore after 2 years after 3 years o kenya divorce and then o kreya half ya pension ya how and material ka ofela o so that is why ngithe lento enhle uNkulunkulu ayidalile imoshwa ngabantu but still sithi umshado muhle
vele
ngoba udalwe nguNkulunkulu
wenze ube muhle
yes and bakhona abantu esibabonayo you know lento abayishilo lesikhathi bathatha ama vows bayawaphila lawo ma vows emshadweni wabo
amen
and I believe ukuthi yona into engenza ukuthi umshado ube muhle ukuthi uphile ama vows la awenzile umkile di vows ko methepiso methepiso lwena wanka di vows akitsibi ne di ring but I know hore linkile di vows tsedintle that is why if 4 years later you are still together
Amen.
Because le respecta ntho eleng hore le tshepisane yona. Okay. Ithi ngakhulumi kakhulu mina ngoba ubahla kashadile bathongo. Sengizenza umuntu ngathi sengiyawazi umshado.
Aw, impela uNkulunkulu muhle ngoba usinikeza nolwazi ngalezo ndaba lezo.
Yebo.
Uyasinikeza ulwazi noma singashadile.
So mfundisi today sizobuka ukuthi umshado yini mhlambe before sizobuka ukuthi umshado yini ne ngicela siqale ngokukhuluma nalabantu laba abathi hay na kinahana hore angitalelwanga umshado
right.
bakhona abantu abasho njalo
okay
umuntu athi hay yabona uma sengina 30 years ngingakashado hay kusho ukuthi angidalelwanga umshado
amen
yeah mhlawumbe siqale sikhulume nalo yomuntu and then mesiqede ukukhuluma naye bese siyambonisa ukuthi na umshado and
yes.
umshado ukhona
alright
yeah
alright once again greetings to the family of Radio Pulpit this is Pedamo Sehle speaking and yeah I think just to answer your questions is bahle and to also address our family that is at home tuning in. So, first of all, marriage was designed for people who are willing to allow God to lead them. People that have also understood the purpose of marriage, which is to be able to have order. The purpose of marriage, which is to bring together a beautiful thing. The purpose, which is to bring a male and a female in order to bring glory to God. It's not about what we have or what we want to achieve. It's all about God and people. So, mangabe ngibheka ngithi umshado udalelwe bani, udalelwe anyone who is willing also to forgive repeatedly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even as the Bible says that when your brother or your sister sins against you, you'll forgive them 70 times 7.
Yeah.
So all of that, it really enhances or it shows ukuthi uNkulunkulu uletha umuntu imperfect.
Yeah.
Masishada sisibahle nawe mlalele ekhaya asishadi umuntu perfect.
Yeah.
That is why imperfection ivezwa uNkulunkulu ivezwa yithi. We are not limited to the beauty which is external, meaning when she comes emuhle kanjena, the beauty that she has, her facial appearance and the clothes, is not what brings the glory of God.
Yeah.
But the glory is in how we manage the household.
Wow.
People watching us from outside, what do they see when they look at us? Because with clothes, we can fool people. And then at the same time, if ever there's something I've done against her or she does something against me, I must be willing. The fact that I want to stay married, I must be willing to every day have a new day.
Yeah.
Meaning, when we start a new day, we have a fresh start.
Yeah.
I can't bring up izinto zayizolo. Every day is a new start.
Yeah.
That way, we can be able to see 5 years, we can see 10 years, we can see 20 years. There are people that have been married for 30 years.
Yeah.
But what is important, Corey, the recipe in all of that is to always emulate Christ.
Amen.
To forgive one another.
Yeah.
And if I'm a person or impatient, if I'm a person who's not able to have peace in my home, then I'm not the one who's actually it is for.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that answers the question.
Yeah.
Mhlambe umama naye anga Paula kanqa.
Anga Eda.
Yes.
So I was tebiso. Is it true gore love or gorata ke choice e leng gore wa yetsa wena o le motho? Why ke butsa this question? As Moruti na bolela gore each and every day is a new day. A re lebelletsa maobane akere. So when it comes to choice ya ho rata, is that what you do each and every day? How tsoga in the morning, or you know what, I choose to love my husband. Yes, maobane unkutlise botlhoko, you know, or gona le something sa sentseng so sa se ratang, but e botsoga, or I choose to love him. It doesn't matter hore wentseng.
Ke rata dumelisa Radio Pulpit family.
Amen.
Osbahle, yes, ho rata ke choice. But as a Christians,
yeah,
we know hore, even on the scripture it says love first, the fruit of the spirit, yare amongst all of them, love. So it started within myself.
Yeah.
Do I love myself?
Mm-hmm.
If I love myself and I love God, then I love my husband.
Yeah.
And ke yone e re fine choice hore. How long do you ask yourself hore, how many times did I sin against God?
Yeah.
So monaka o nkutlwisitse fela botlhoko fela kitse atope something aba sa stopi ke ngadile.
Yeah.
Ke a brand new day ke santse ke ngaletse so sele. You must ask yourself hore, how many times as a person, Modimo o go itshwaretse, and what did you done?
Yeah.
What did you do? Say lo goreng se khopisitse modimo and o go itshwarela ga ikae. So ke choice go to forgive and to love.
Yeah.
Because if you love the person, even a biggest mistake, you choose to love that person.
Yeah.
Because that's your choice. And to hate is something that you invite.
Yeah.
You rona re invite the enemy into our marriages.
Mm.
Because in twenyana enyane ke yona o etsang a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
And ke yona ithuba manyalo a rona.
Yeah.
So we must put love before everything. Go even le probleme phoso nyana ko le rato leo le oppresse mathata a phoso ele ko we bone mare e kene ka mo etswe o sa ikenya mo tsebeng o bo isa kopelo e ntse ka tsebe engwe.
Yeah. So uma ngimuzwe kahle umfundisi kusho ukuthi mo umuntu ongakwazi ukuxolela umuntu obamba ama grudges also be ready for inyalo.
Exactly.
Because le tlona ntse le khopisana ne.
The first few days you can actually even give up.
Yeah.
First few days. It doesn't even have to take a month.
Yeah.
Maybe it can start more especially after linyalo. Some of the people back even after linyalo because there was no commitment, there was no love, communication. Because after linyalo, after kilili liba thaba jile, le sitse ka mathata.
Yeah.
So mathata ao, if lona liba kreitile lili tru, le agree, it will be easy for le wa solve. But if omonare o please abatho, then aletsenye ko mathateng, then ke yone at least a disagreement and ke yone e le challengeang from day one after lenyalo gore how do you handle your finances. Ya somolla batho ba jela go fedile. Now is between me and my husband facing the reality.
Yeah.
So even la hale plana lenyalo, you must plan to a point whereby after lenyalo, you know gore where do we go from here. Not gore le kenye fela because le excited le batlo please abatho, and then after that la lwana. What was the point of doing all those things?
Yeah.
If le batlo please abatho.
So celebration basically is for people.
Yeah.
But the real marriage begins when the two of us are now left behind and everybody has gone.
Yeah.
They are gone.
Yeah.
And then now we have a real marriage when the two of us are left really to fail.
Yeah. La calculator, we are no more. Hey, respendile 100,000 kolinyalong.
Yes.
And can ringkile 50 kokai, ringkile 50 kokai, ringkile bokalata ma. Yes.
Johanna mo bonang hore ha robetse wa gona. And then ha house na makeup uso. One of one and the true picture. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Let me just maybe come in a little bit. Hore ntwe e bohlokwa ha holo. Ke hore re understand hore lenyalo ha leqalwa, leqadilwe ho thwang ka lona.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a misconception ya hore ha re kentse a matching outfit then are perfect
queen and Kappa, king
exactly. Re kentse di printed t-shirts and then maybe re sebetsa msebetso tswanang o graduate.
Yeah.
Those are pluses, they are bonuses. These are things that you can enjoy.
Yeah.
It does not mean that they are all bad, but they are not a prerequisite ya lenyalo. Ha hona mo bible mo hongotsweng hore ha o ka ya university a 10 therefore you qualify to be married. Kapa if ever ole pastor then you qualify. No, those are not even important. What is important is the character that you have, and if you are willing also to go through the process or modimo ebe yena a fetolang bophelo ba hao, because modimo every day wa re shape ka lentswe la hae ha re rapela re tla modimo through prayer. God is the one who works in us, and then I'm able to have a right attitude towards my marriage and towards my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. ne ke so bulele di calls but ke a bona o ka re di batla ho kena
di batla ho kena
yeah
okay
re tla di bulela
aba tsa di bulela aba tshware hanyane
yeah os batle le going back to your question ele ya motho o ile gore a re nako ya moshapa
yeah
we must also remember gore we must trust God's timing
yeah.
Because if re ka computer re computer le batho ke yone e re senya mind
yeah.
Because the moment wena ke computer le di friends tsa ka go ke checka gore AG yang sharp o itse ke jiwa ke nako nako ya ma modimo kene a bileng gore at this age wena o batla go jump so
yeah.
We are telling God gore nna ke batla go nyala are we ready now? Because like in that Nabu forgiveness. It starts also ka smaller things.
Mm.
Your family. How do you treat your spouse? How do you treat your parents? How do you treat your colleagues, your friends? It ba easy gore o khone gore o tri o tla khona go treat the partner because a partner is a life partner. So when you go how can a molenyalo you must know gore phela ke motho o montsha it's like how change mosebetsi you must change the environment and o sanse o ne motho o ile gore o willing go sacrifice because lenyalo ke sacrifice because how katile I now ga go sa tlhole gona le I ke we so everything sa change so le yone perseverance we must learn to trust unto the Lord.
Yeah. Also, pere ke boelo ko wena hape. Why gona le bomme ba bang ne? Ha so nyale. O itse keng wa ititibeta, o itse o nna montle, o itse keng ne? Gore nje mo monang o
what to do?
What to do? Mara ha tlokena mo lenyalong. A re sa mona mothola. O hwetswa keng? Ke go relaxa or gore I don't understand.
Ke bo ke fitlile.
Okay.
I bereke bo ke fitlile. Ka gonne o tlo boga monna. You are the one as a wife o ile gore o santse wetse your marriage exciting.
Yeah.
Mo aparele. Ko le ha o sa ya gope ke le off ntate ile mmereko. So habo a san kra ki tsatsitse tilotsele tsa phakela tele
ka
di gao no dress up abe jela senyana gore babe are you sure how to azanga watswa how to some no I'm dressing up for you gore like le makeup o makeup enje
yeah
even my husband len o kere are baby nare manala how ba tloetsa manala
yeah
o ke lo bona so ha re fetse o nyalwa re ba gore ra itlogella because ai ke monaka ai wa relax a
go dula ka di gown mo tsaro
o relaxiwe ke another job because re tsene ya no phela ha o fetse o nyalwa ke mo the enemy at least sang the beauties
yeah
ko matlong antate ha fita o lo wa paris ke pezana wena ha ntate a tla wa peri dilotse di telle ai so if your husband avoma gore baby strepezana ha ke sa pare ke baby can I
yeah.
Go for it baby you understand gore ke ya kontle ke itse gore my husband
o
approvile and le makeup o approvile manala o approvile
yeah.
Everything gore amas look beautiful for him.
Yes.
Not for about mampone, but for him.
Yeah.
If any approve everything, then I don't have to worry about what other people are saying.
Yeah, it's even how bua yona eo how ka lebella those young women ba leng hore ba kena mo lenyalong and then maybe motho o rutegile and all that ona le sailing sa hae o tla botsa re no na ke tla botsa ke monna hore ka pareng. You know, a ke tlo botsa ke monna hore ke etse eng. So moruti dilo tseo di affect yang lenyalo.
Di tlisa a disconnect.
Yeah.
Yeah, because love is about communication.
Yeah.
We communicate verbally, we also communicate through signals.
Yeah.
Any attitude or behavior also sends a message, whether you have communicated verbally or not.
Yeah.
So each time you say something or you do something, whether it's a good thing or it's a bad thing, e romela message mo lenyalong. If ke tswa ke tsamaya ke sa mosadi sa hantle ke fihle msebetsing and then ke expect ra ke gutla ka tlung ke fumane ho lojwa, what do I expect?
Yeah.
So the atmosphere in marriage is actually created by us, the two of us.
Yeah.
As much as God has blessed the marriage, and we know that there are people who have been praying for us.
Yeah.
It's our duty daily to build on the marriage. So mm-hmm. each day we have an opportunity to build on our marriage.
Yeah.
We can either be building it or we are demolishing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, Eric in ke break hanyane mone. And then hare boa re ka bulela di calls mhlambe une question or une comment kule ndaba esikhuluma ngayo namuhla sikhuluma sibuke ezwini ukuthi uyini umshado udalwe ngubani udalelwe bani.
Amen.
Asindlule ngala ngiyabuya.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihlangemisa. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Kumana nathi ku 012-334-1322 studio line leyo noma ke ungasebenzisa I WhatsApp call ku 0781400078. Ngicela ukuthi ukwazi kuyihlukanisa le inombolo ne ngiyazi ukuthi sinipha ama number maningi and then I am confused sometimes. U 078 14 0078 you WhatsApp call ne and then 0826572729 yila unga texta khona ku WhatsApp noma uthumele I voice note and then I studio line 012-334-1322 I know ukuthi lena esikhatini esiningi isebenzisa abantu abasebenzisa le network le enye because it's cheaper. And then I WhatsApp call ngoba khona manje si connected go Wi-Fi and all that ungasebenzisa yona ngiyakhole ukuthi nayo ingaba cheaper for wena. So uma uthanda ukushayela via WhatsApp call ukhululekile 0781400078 studio line 012-334-1322 0826572729 ungaphinde futhi umsebenzise na ku Telegram. Yeah, usebenza uWhatsApp uphinde futhi usebenze neTelegram. So, isikhathi manje sithi 20 before 5 o'clock. Uyabona usesenaso isikhathi ungashayi kusele a minute. And then bese expect ukuthi abafundisi baphendule umbuzo. Isikhathi sizobe singekho. So kuhle ushaye kusese manje bakwazi ukuthi babe nesikhathi si enough ukuphendula. Sawubona dumelo semoyeni.
Sanbonani family njani?
Siyaphila baba wenu njani?
Siyaphila brother anonymous lo ukhuluma ngiyabonga ukukhulu for hlelo namhlanje lu very very interesting man. Yes.
Mhm. Amen.
Yeah. Ngicela ukubuza man indima edlalwa yi social media emshadweni namhlanje. Ningathi mhlambe I good for the most part noma I bad for the most part. Uma ngithi ngiyabheka especially not to discriminate noma ukubandlulula ngobulili ngangithi ngiyabheka abantu besimame bathanda i-social media kakhulu so bengifuna ukwazi nje ukuthi i-social media indima eyidlalayo emshadweni is it good for the most part noma is it bad for the most part. Kuzolalela over the radio. Ngiyabonga.
Okay, siyabonga anonymous. Yeah, social media.
That's a very interesting question.
Yeah.
And I would love to just start off by saying to Brother Anonymous that everyone in this life has got the freedom to make choices.
Yeah.
And also, not only just to make choices, but to also allow the Spirit of the Most High God to help you to discern. There are people who are really doing great work through social media, who are ministering the gospel through the space. The platform is great.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to reach masses.
Yeah.
You can reach strangers. You can reach people that you have never met.
Mm-hmm.
People through the borders and people abroad.
Yeah.
But when you don't use it wisely, you are able to also use it to mess your life.
Yeah.
You can end up accessing sites that are not even good for you. You can end up accessing platforms that are not even helping you in any way.
Yeah.
You'll even meet people that are not even going to build your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you meet everyone on social media.
Yeah.
That's a mix of blessings and curses. And I'm saying this with love as well to Brother Anonymous, to say when you have made a good choice, you will be able to see a person that's adding value in your life, and mm-hmm. you're able to remove them if they're not adding value.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
can I add on that?
Yeah.
Wabana, when coming to social media, it depends. You must have self-control. And dilo tse dingata, you must watch out. Because Rona, more especially the ladies, like Brother Anonymous Abuile, when my husband, Arakile Maplomo, you post everything. Good, good, good. You post, hey, on tete this, on tete this. Ha afeta, halilwan. You also go to social media. So it's not good because you must be able to separate between life here, social media, and your life. Because now you are bringing people, banelo horengi, haba mole nyalon la lona, or batlisa mole nyalon. So it's not good, hore. Everything says it's a hala in your life, then you post. It's not good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And ke hopola omong abolela hore, okay, cause le rekentse mo lenyalong la lona. So tswelang pele re nentse re itse gore
go tsa hala. Re batla update.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cause ha le thoma le re bontsitse gore okay la nyala, and then le kontlung ya lona re bontseng eso bolela le rekelane malomo le rekelane dikoloi and all that, but it's tiring, honestly speaking.
Absolutely. Nna le mo ifihlang gathatsa teng, because at the end of the day, how pila, yes, there are people who will observe from your marriage, but we're not living for those people. We are living to glorify the Lord through our marriage. And yes, there will be spectators. The other spectators will be monitoring to see if this thing works or not. The other spectators will be watching, celebrating together with you to say, wow, this is beautiful. Yeah, so the people don't come with the same intentions.
Yes, because babang kitaba ya hore no re batlo bontsha batho re a true love is a exist.
Absolutely.
And then lenyalo lisa exist. But I think it depend mo horeng motho ha yetsa.
Wait,
we etse tsa batho ba mone, maybe for the enemy tsa ha hore ne nna no re nka senyalo ke yetswe. You see, I think that one it over under pressure.
Ba le ya backfire.
Yes, and then hona le o mong a reng no, because ke bone hore batho ba lose its hope when it comes to love, when it comes to marriage. So ke batho ba bona hore igwaetsa gala. Wa bona, like for instance, gona le couple engwe ke sale ka e bitsa mo ke batho ba golo ne. Ke muruti le mme le ena ke ka rene le muruti. And then ba kopanetse ba le ba golo. So I was like, you know, eo e bontsang hore no bua ka nakwa kere. Gore a gona gore o na le bokae. Gore o nyalo o ka nyalwa o na le even 60 years. Yes, yona couple ke buang ka yona, I think ntate setsa le ko pensioning, and then maybe o go bo 50s and then o lata bo 60s. So banyetse, and you can see gore they are happy. Yes, ke na hanore le bona he ba posta go social media ke go bontsha fela hore, you know what,
to encourage someone.
Yes,
absolutely.
This thing e ka etsa gala, don't lose hope.
Absolutely.
Or o bue mafoko ka mlomo ha hore
That is so true. That is so true. That is so true.
Okay, o itse mo ruti ke batla go tla mo efeng ne? You know, most of the time bontate have a with sort o batlang pila pila when it comes to a woman. Ntweke le mo hileng abai balang ya ntla ke respect.
Yeah.
Ne? O tla o botsa le rato la ya kanetsa le beela kwa. Na le rato la ka ke le bona mo respecting. If there is no respect for me a gona le rato. So getting respect for when, because I think it brought, and then I think it ya differ ho ya ka batho ne.
Yes.
Yeah. So when what is respect for when?
Na ho bonete, I would say a general understanding ya the love language ho motho wa ntate.
Yeah.
Ke respect.
Okay.
Yeah, so respect plays a very huge role that anyone that you fall in love with and you decide even to marry,
yeah,
you will have already observed how they honor you.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning when you come home and you speak to them, the tone is not like shouting at you, speaking to you as if you are a child.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And even when relating with you, there are things that, as people, like I mentioned earlier, that no one is perfect.
Yeah.
You find that there's something that you have done and somebody wants to bring it to your attention that you've made an error here.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that she would come to me, whether it's publicly or privately, it would speak a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. So there are things that we speak behind closed doors that are not meant for the public.
Yeah.
And I will be willing to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But when we are in the public space and you handle the matter as if you are just speaking to me alone, whereas everybody's watching and the tone is not right, and even the way that you speak is not right.
Yeah.
Because tone sets everything, like it exposes everything. Basically, marriage, like money, it exposes everything.
Yeah.
It makes it bold. It makes it to be enhanced.
Yeah.
If you are no le motho leng hore ba o tsiba o le respectful, ha ba o fa chelete ngata so qala o bontsha hore wena hantle ntle di true colors tsa o ke tsejwang. So mo lenyalong the same thing happens. You were fine ha ne motho a re wa o data antsa re he ho jwa mme entso re ha ke teng le ka ntate ha setse le mo ha o sa tla mmitsa le ntate so mmitsa wena.
Yeah.
Ba re wena.
Yeah,
but then I think maybe if you allow me to just bring a definition of what is it that is what we refer to as marriage.
Yeah.
Because it's important also to know why do we say marriage is beautiful?
Yeah.
Yes. So just to maybe to come into a context, yeah, scripture, we maybe can open up from the book of Mark chapter 10. And then we look into a few verses there. Mark chapter 10. I would like to maybe start verse 2. So Mark chapter 10 from verse 2. And then it reads in this way. And the Pharisees came up, and in order to test him, they asked, and this is the question, it says, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? And this is a question, it's a conversation between the Pharisees and the Lord. Then he answered them, what did Moses command you? And they said in response, that's verse 4 now, they said, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate divorce to send her away. Now, I'm reading these passages so that I can build my case. All right. So the direction I'm going into, it is the perspective here, hore. But one, first of all, they want to know, hore, handlently, when we talk about marriage, what is this? Because it's in two folds. The first fold that I'm covering here, it talks about the legal part of marriage, which is, I will answer someone listening by saying, marriage is a twofold cord. It's twofold. The first fold that I'm covering here now, it is the legal part or the contractual part. It is a contract. We can discuss between the two of us how we want the contract to be made. Meaning there are people who will marry saying banyala in community of property, and there are people who will say out of community of property. There are many other different legal terms. I don't want to get into them because I'm not an attorney, right? I'm just laying a foundation of what was the question, where was the question coming from. The legal part is covered now. And then when you move on from there, then you come to where how Jesus responded to them. Verse 6 says, and Jesus said to them, because of your hardness of heart, he wrote to you this command. Hore, this legal part, le focus it mo yona too much. Hore, my assets, your assets, and this and that, which is not even a big matter. Now, he brings perspective for how did God design marriage? He says that, but from beginning of creation, God made them male and female. And therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife. And the two shall become one flesh. Now, this talks about the covenant. You see how he brings perspective of to define marriage? He's not looking at the contractual part, but now he's looking at the covenantal part. Where the minute I make vows to Tepi, I'm making a covenant. I'm not only making the vow to her, making promises to her, but this is a promise also that goes to the father. He's witnessing that I'm the one who's a binder. It is legally binding. Not only just legally in terms of the court of law, but also in the court of heaven. I'm binding myself for I said this on that day, and there were witnesses listening. So this is how the Lord defines marriage in Scripture, to say from the beginning, he made them male and female. Yes. And then when not because of the hardness of your heart, you want to look at the legal things. That's not where our focus must be.
Yeah.
Our focus must be on the covenant. And then there are many other blessings that come upon you when you are a couple. There are many testimonies I can tell you. Let's say the two of us have seen the power of God. We've seen miracles happen in our marriage.
Yeah.
We've seen things happen. Amen.
Wow. So ngempela uma silalela I definition yokuthi umshado yini? Umshado muhle.
Kakhulu.
Esingishilo ngithi umshado ukuze ungabi muhle umoshwa ngabantu.
Amen.
Ukuthi bangena ngama
intentions.
Ama intentions angekho right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Ngibuyele kule ndaba labo uchaza khona ukuthi sikhuluma ngendaba ye respect. Why ngigcizelela le ndaba? Because ungathi some other women abakayi understand ukubaluleka kwe respect when it comes to umshado, or mhlambe baku a relationship ezobaholela emshadweni. Okay, ngizobuyela kuye kunomlaleli usehambile. Okay, uzobuya futhi isikhathi
sithini? Asithembe ukuthi uzobuya.
Yeah,
I think we still have just a few minutes, but masa sasamela ukuthi umlaleli abuye. What is important, Sis Bahle, is that respect give me as a love language. When I receive respect from her, it makes other things to be easy for me. Yes.
Okay, now we will.
Okay.
So, bona dumela? Kani mambo? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Kube kahle ngikumama nobongekho kahle kube kahle.
Ehhe.
Bayivule into lesiphumshado lemshado thola ukuthi yafa.
Mhm.
Uvule izinto zilalaze bese.
Yeah.
Kodwa ukuthi uzobe ukukhuluma sethe laba ikhamba ngoba.
Kanimambo
baba.
Siyabonga. Uyazi bengiyakuphi ngale yandaba ye respect because
yebo mama.
You know ukhulume nge tone ne. Kuna some other women okuthi ba loud. Ngokwabo.
Yeah.
And then uma mhlambe ezokhuluma into uzoyikhuluma eloku eloud but angamini ukuthi uya disrespect.
Absolutely.
So leyo uma ungubaba udila kanjani ngayo or kumele mhlambe lo muntu ngoba angithi before nizongena emshadweni uzofuna ukumfunda ukuthi umuntu onjani.
That is where the beauty of marriage counseling comes in. I tell people, I say, when you marry without marriage counseling, you are shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of areas in your life that you'll discover. Ebe ungamelanga ukuthi uzodiscover only when now you are married.
Yeah.
Because akubuyelwa emuva.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are supposed to know her character, her behavior, the way she speaks, and then you need to know all of those things before nizokomita. And that is where a platform efana ne marriage counseling, premarital especially, will allow you to have conversations. And there are things, telongore, the person who's actually handling this process, the couples counseling, that person will sort of prompt you.
Yeah.
Whatever they ask or they say to you will be prompting you to a certain direction, and you don't have to rush.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem is we come to pastors telling pastor, auntie, we don't understand. Like I was defining marriage, and then we said, and we also said, who is it for? And we're looking at not necessarily who is it for, because I think we have covered that when we started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can also look at the hurry. Who designed marriage?
Okay.
I'm saying this because we didn't cover that part.
Let us cover it. Horrible.
I see Yenze on the next slot.
Yes.
But yeah, to not maybe ngidle isikhathi. When we look at this part, yokuthi I love language yami no Tsepi. Tsepi knows me when I'm upset.
Yeah.
And even so, respect is not one-sided.
Yeah.
So Tsepi knows when I'm upset, but I can't just come.
Yes.
Because I come still with love.
Yeah.
The love part is not missing.
Mm-hmm.
When we address an issue, we are addressing, it's like when you just make an example in sports, we play the ball.
Mm.
We're not playing each other.
Yeah.
Till now we are on the same side.
Mm.
Mina and I, we are partner. We are on the same team. We are having an object or a problem. We tackle that problem.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ngibheka isikhathi saka Pastor Ray Lekhoti.
Uyazi impela.
Uyazi keeper.
Yeah.
Okay, meni ngekho la emoyeni nitholakala kanjani?
We are available through social media, Facebook, le WhatsApp. So contact number we have 079-668-1073, and the other one is 073-1777-389. That one is directly to Tsepi.
Amen.
Amen.
Sizohlangana that other week. Okay, now umyalo zokugcina la. Greetings, mate, servant of God and servants of God. We bless God for the couple that is with you right now, because we need to represent God well in marriage.
So true.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Pastor Khodi Uyeza uzohlala nawe manje ngo 5 kuzokuyoshaya u 7. Mina ngizobuya ekseni ngo 4 ohlelweni umphathlalatsane. Intambama yakho iqhubeke ibe yinhle. Themosethes, thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Siphuma la ngo Desiree Ramaila uthi umorena wa marena.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082 657 2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.